welcome, and thank you for listening to Grace Bible Church's Throne of Grace devotional time. We're located at 77 Glover Circle, Stanton, Virginia. Pastor Roy Lee Trump, on behalf of the church, would like for you to listen for the next few minutes to a message from the Word of God. John chapter 13, verse 34, the Bible reads, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another." Verse 35 gives us the text for today. "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another." How's the world to know that we are truly disciples of Christ, members of His body? Is it by the name we wear? Is it by having the right doctrine, organization, or worship? Is it certainly important to have all these things? But if we think that by these things alone we're truly the disciples of Christ, if we think that by these things alone the world will know we are Christ's disciples, then we're sadly mistaken. Shortly before His crucifixion, Jesus identified a key mark of discipleship. He gave what He called a new commandment in verse 34, as we have read. "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another." It was a command to love one another. It was a command to love the brethren. He said, "By this, all will know who were His disciples," in verse 35. Love for one another is how people will know that we're truly the disciples of Christ. And you know, sadly today, we need that more than anything else. The world, that is the unsaved, the lost out there, can see right through the way we are and the way we act today. They know whether we're true disciples of Christ by how we love. Do we know what kind of love we're talking about? How do we develop that kind of love, and how do we demonstrate that love? It's one thing to say, "I love you." It's another thing to demonstrate that. In today's study, I hope and pray that we are encouraged as we find the love of Christ commanding us so that all will know that we are His disciples. Father, bless the reading and studying of Your Word today, in Christ's name. How do we define love? How is it defined? It's a kind of new love. There had always been the love of family, the love of friends. You know, the Old Testament taught to love your neighbor as yourselves. In Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18, God says, "Thou shalt not avenge, nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord." But Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that ye love one another," again there in verse 34. This is not simply a command to love one another, but a command to love one another in a special way, in a way that is different from what we had learned before. Jesus is calling us to a new and higher standard of love. It's a sacrificial love,
What kind of love does Jesus command us to have? Well, I said it's sacrificial. As I have loved you. That's the kind of love that Jesus says that we need to have. Think about Jesus hanging there on the cross of Calvary and his love that flowed throughout the world because of his death there for all mankind, the sin of all mankind. As a matter of fact, the Bible says in John 15:13, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. John wrote in 1 John chapter 3, verse 16, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's goods, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Paul commanded us in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. It was this kind of love manifested by the first disciples of Jesus in the church in Jerusalem, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 44. All that believed were together and had all things common, sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men as every man had need. They took care of one another. If somebody had two of something, they gave one to the other. The church in Macedonia, in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the church of Macedonia, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and to us by the will of God. The love that Christ is talking about is a visible love, one that can be seen. By such love, Jesus declared, all will know that ye are my disciples. I can know in my heart that I'm a disciple of Christ. I can read and I can study the Word of God as much as I want to. I can know as much as I want to. I can be as close as I want to God. But who else is going to know? If they cannot see the love of Christ in me and through me, then they're not going to see the love of Christ. All they're going to see is just me. The implication is that such love will be visible and observable. Others must be able to see the love of Christ in us, and visible for all, not just for the brethren, not just for the people that you go to church with, not just for the people that are in your Sunday school class, but for the world. Those people out there that really don't want anything to do with God and don't want anything to do with you if you are a genuine disciple of God, but that love will win them over. To be a visible love requires a love. First off, you've got to have a love. I think part of our problems today is we don't love Christ as we should. That goes beyond the four walls of the church building. Many people today put on a mask when they come through the church door. Oh, they have the love of God. They have the talk of God. But when they're outside that door, what is it that they say? What is it that they do? That extends beyond the few hours that we're assembled together on Sunday morning. That can be observed by those of the world and in the world. In some way, the world needs to have the opportunity to observe the disciples in action, in which their love that is patterned after Jesus' love can be seen. But in most churches today, that's going to be an impossibility, because many claiming to be the disciples of Christ will not let that be known outside the church walls. Being a warm and friendly church while assembled is commendable, but it alone does not fulfill the command to have a new sacrificial and visible love patterned after the love of Jesus. If we wish to manifest this kind of love in our lives, where do we begin? Well, consider this quickly in our last few minutes. This love has to be developed. We are taught by God in Thessalonians to excel as the Thessalonians did. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 9 says, "But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed ye do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more." One of the great things about the Thessalonians, they had been taught by God to love one another. Certainly, God's own love for us teaches us how to love. Until we meet again, may God bless and keep you.
Thank you for listening today. Grace Bible Church, the pastor and congregation would like to invite you, if you do not have a church of your own, to visit with us on Sundays. We have Sunday school at 10 a.m., worship service at 11 a.m., and evening service at 6 p.m. Every Monday at 8:30, we have our Titus Baptist Seminary class. Tuesday at 9 a.m., we have our Faith Bible Institute classes. Wednesday, 7 p.m., we have our prayer meeting. If we can be of any assistance, please give Pastor Trump a call at 540-448-0278. Thank you, and God bless.
This world of sin and woe is reeling to and fro with misery and hate all around. Jesus told us at the last, when you see this come to pass, you'll know it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. All around we see the signs. We know His coming must be near. Will you be ready to go when you hear the trump blow? We know it's just a matter of time. Scoffers have grown bold, the wolves crept in the fold.